The plan is a good plan, but it needs to be resourced. Unfortunately, to date, it hasn't been resourced. And what it means about resources is we need staff, and we need to be able to provide housing and places where homeless people can feel safe and stay until such times as they get their housing situation more regulated.
Now, the council does now have a specific homeless prevention officer. A lot of importance placed on that word prevention at the meeting.
Yeah, look, and we have a very experienced council official coming to take over the job with over 20 years experience in housing. And I have no doubt she will bring a lot to the job. And that is what's needed, is prevented measures to be put in place. And that means resourcing that there as well. So that's the start of the resourcing, putting the new officer in place. That's to be very much welcome. But what we need now is to have houses and places where those who find themselves homeless, you know, fault of their own, to be put up for at least a number of weeks before they can get proper housing.
You also repeated a point that you've made before, in that there's lots of promises of housing schemes coming online 1, 2, 3 years' time, but nothing coming online now, and that needs to be addressed immediately with vastly improved and sped up acquisition procedures.
We have a lot of hoops to go through to get money from the department, permission to go ahead, and then there's all the tendering and all of that there. The houses that we have there are very much welcome in the pipeline, but it'll be the end of next year before a lot of them are ready. And what we need to do now is to ensure that we can do what we can to meet the rise in homelessness, but also the rise in people who are on the housing waiting list looking for housing. And with the rise in rents, that can only lead to further homelessness in the short time ahead. So I hope that we can build and acquire houses as soon as possible.